This is an edited interview in mid-May with two members of the care home. Despite registering for the DHS online portal system on May 12th, the home has yet to receive any swabs as of 29 May.
Even though the government are saying that everyone in the care sector is being tested, residents and staff alike, this isn't, as I'm speaking to you up to this date, this is not happening. The situation is, if I asked you to come in today and I said to you, but actually, do you know what? I'm not sure which staff have got COVID-19 and I don't know which residents have got COVID-19. Would you be happy to come into the building to work? No. So that is the situation every day in a care setting. Because as a manager, I don't have the knowledge of who has got COVID and who doesn't have COVID, because at the moment we're not allowed to test all our residents. As I speak, we're only allowed to test residents who are symptomatic. What is significant about that is that everybody in the care setting is being tested and all staff can be tested, but actually that isn't what is happening. And yet the Minister of Care sent all care homes a letter stating that. I rang Public Health England because we'd already had COVID in the building and asked for all of my residents to be tested. I spent 3 days trying to get 20 swabs and was consistently told that I couldn't have them, even though I've got COVID already in the building. The reason that they gave is because even though the government are saying that everyone's being tested logistically on the ground, it is not happening. Public Health England told me they'd only been given the authority to send out one kit of swabs to every care home. Now that kit contains 5 swabs. If I suddenly had 2 carers in the care home that developed symptoms of COVID-19, I could call up Public Health England and they would send me out one kit. And they would test up to 5 residents if they had symptoms. Once I've got that kit, I'm not allowed to get any more swabs. I've just got to assume that anybody else that gets any symptoms is COVID. It doesn't give me a very good picture as to what's actually happening in my setting. When I got this letter from the Minister of Care, I phoned Public Health England and said, look, you're announcing on the telly that you're testing everybody. You're consistently giving that message out. And I've got family members asking me, are you testing my loved one now? You know, because they're saying on the telly that all residents in care homes are being tested. And they said, no, sorry, we can't give you the tests, or we'll send your information to somewhere and somebody will get back to you. Well, after 3 days of this anyway, they eventually decided to send me the tests because I would accept nothing other than getting them. And I persisted and persisted and persisted. And in the end, yeah, I threatened to go to the press and they sent me the tests. What happened was that they came back and 7 residents have COVID. This is the second lot we've had. We've had other residents prior to that having, and they are all what we call asymptomatic. So okay, that means that we've had 7 residents here that have no symptoms of COVID whatsoever. That's what asymptomatic means. It means they don't display any symptoms, but they have COVID. Now, if I didn't have that information, or I didn't insist on having my residents tested, then those 7 residents are walking around my setting, infecting all staff and all other residents in the setting, because we can't see that they've got COVID because they are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms. And I am probably unique. The majority of care homes would not have persisted for 3 days like me to get the tests back for my residents. But if care homes are not allowed to test everybody when they want to, I want to test all of my residents again after 14 days. I can't tell Public Health England that an outbreak is over until I have that knowledge. And the only way I'm going to be able to have that knowledge is to test my residents again every 14 days. Initially, what I want to get out there is that if the government are testing 200,000 people a day, why is it that they are not focusing on the care sector? The government still have no answers for us. We're still not getting the tests. that we so desperately need. Since COVID-19 has started back in March, the care sector have been given 5 or 6 different routes to get their staff tested. And some of them have fallen within 24 hours. So they've set us up a system and then in 24 hours, no, you can't do it like that anymore. The staff can't get tested quickly enough. Do you know what? We heard about that mobile testing centre in Weymouth via Wessex FM. We had no idea that that was available and care home staff were not prioritised at all. We just had to wait in the queue like everyone else. You know, we're 8 weeks into this crisis in this home, and anything that gets put into place now is a little too late. And for any care home, it's a little bit that have been battling with COVID-19, it's too little too late. And still, the very fundamental things that we need in order to protect our residents and protect our care staff and our care staff's wider families are still not in place. And that is testing.
Yeah. There seems to be this idea that, you know, care home staff, we can't look after people if they're dying. You know, they're suffering. They'd be better in hospital. Again, it's a lack of understanding about what care homes really are doing for their residents. We're a gold standards framework home. That's an award that it's based around how we provide excellent end-of-life care. We help people live and die well. So I just find it disappointing that the public seem to have this idea that, you know, there may be frail people just dying in a care home when they would be better at hospital.
What is different, I think, from the NHS, and I've got two daughters that work in hospitals in London. I have nothing against the NHS. They're an amazing organisation. You know, they're on shifts and they can leave and they've got another shift that comes on and they do their shifts. And here, we just have to keep working, constantly receiving negative press. It's demoralised at a time when they actually need building up. They actually need someone to say, do you know what, you're doing an amazing job. They're hearing that constantly about the NHS all the time, and they are doing an amazing job, the NHS. We don't say that they're not. There's no rallying cry for the care sector. I want you to get a message out there that it's about time the profile of the care sector was elevated for the amazing work that carers are doing at the moment. That is exactly the same message that a lot of carers, care home managers, are getting out there now, often via the back door, because they're so scared to speak up. Because it should have been the care sector that were given, you know, the tests, the priority, because we have got the most vulnerable people in society here. I feel like we're a forgotten sector. Matt Hancock, who's the Minister of Health, and Helen Whatley, who's the Minister of Care, it looks like we're an oversight to them, because we are a sector that's the most high risk. And we weren't mentioned in the news until deaths in care homes started to hit. And yet, way before it hit the news, deaths were happening in care homes. And way before it hit the news, we were battling behind the scenes to get testing for our staff and for our residents. There wasn't a word or an utterance from Matt Hancock or Helen Whatley, the Minister of Care, about care homes, not until the deaths started to hit the news. I feel it was an oversight, and now they're scrambling, try and make up for the fact that we were overlooked, because that's how it feels to us, who have often been the scapegoat. It's very easy to blame deaths in care homes on the care home, and that's not fair. So, you know, it's about time that a message got out there. You know, the government are asking us to come into work without the information we need to protect ourselves. We were having letters from Public Health England to say that we should take people out of the hospital setting to try and free up beds, and they wouldn't be tested. So they wouldn't even be given a swab test to say whether they were COVID or not. And yet we were expected to take them into our settings. But that's all we need. That's all we need. We need an understanding of what is happening inside our sector. And like I said, it's not about PPE. It's not about infection control. It's not about the fact that people are dying here and need to go to hospital because they don't have any oxygen. It's none of those things. It's simply the fact that we need tests so that we can keep people safe.